I'm Nick Sobolewski, a SelectQuote agent with a true story that could save you hundreds of dollars a year. A woman named Linda just called. Her husband, Ray, has a $300,000 group life insurance policy, but is changing jobs and can't take it with him. Well, I shopped the many highly rated term life insurance companies we represent and found Ray, who is 41 and takes medication to control his cholesterol, a 10-year, $500,000 policy for under $27 a month. That's almost twice the coverage for less than half of what he had paid. If SelectQuote hasn't shopped for your life insurance, you're probably paying too much.
For your free quote, call 800-597-0315. That's 800-597-0315. 800-597-0315. Or go to SelectQuote.com. Since 1985, we shop, you save.
Get full details on the example policy at SelectQuote.com/commercials. Your price could vary depending on your health, issuing company, and other factors. Not available in all states.
President Trump's special envoy to the U.S.-led peace talks with the Taliban announces a tentative agreement reached, even as a truck bomb kills at least 16 civilians, wounding dozens more in Kabul.
Zalmay Khalilzad says the draft agreement calls for more than 5,000 U.S. troops from five bases to be pulled out of Afghanistan. There are 14,000 U.S. troops deployed there now. A massive truck bomb rocked Kabul as President Trump's envoy spoke to a local news station. The explosion hit an area where dozens of international aid groups are housed. The Taliban claimed responsibility for the attack. Over the weekend, the Pentagon identified the U.S. Special Forces soldier killed in combat late last week. 31-year-old Sergeant First Class Dustin Ard of Idaho Falls, Idaho, died in southern Afghanistan. At the Pentagon, Lucas Tomlinson, Fox News.
Some breaking tropical storm news. Ferdinand has now formed in the Gulf of Mexico. A tropical storm warning just issued for the northeast Mexico coast. A judge in Alabama tosses out a wrongful death suit filed by a man over his former girlfriend's abortion.
A Madison County Circuit judge ruled last week the suit against the Huntsville Women's Clinic could not move forward. Ryan Majors filed the action on behalf of himself and the estate of the unborn embryo. A recently passed state constitutional amendment recognizes rights of the unborn, allowing for the estate's establishment by the probate court. But Circuit Judge Chris Comer says he does not place as much merit in the probate court's decision as Majors did. Lawyers for the clinic argued there never should have been a wrongful death suit because at the time, the procedure was legal. Gernal Scott, Fox News.
A sell-off continues on Wall Street. The Dow's down 367 points. Trade concerns and a discouraging manufacturing report getting the blame. I'm Lisa Brady. This is Fox News.
It's amazing how time flies. Hey, Kevin Wall here, your host on Live and Local Now and the owner of Battle Born Radio Corp. It was just over 3 years ago that I was dragged kicking and screaming into the 21st century. I knew my small business would have to move warp speed into this new digital era. That's when I called Sofa King Creative Group. Locally owned and operated, Sofa King Creative Group designs and manages areas of digital marketing for a wide variety of clients. Their marketing team provides fully integrated solutions, whether you need a company brand, graphic design project, an engaging mobile-friendly website. What I like best about Sofa King Creative Group, they showed me how an increased web presence can mean more profit for my small business. Let the pros at Sofa King Creative Group help you and your small business. Ask for a free analysis of your current marketing strategies. Call 702-965-2016. That's 702-965-2016. Or check them out at SofaKingCreativeGroup.com. That's SofaKingCreativeGroup.com.
Washington, D.C. It got a lot of evil there, but we're getting it out step by step. A lot of evil. A lot of bad people. A lot of bad people. A lot of fake media. Look at them. A lot of fake media. Listen up! NBC is perhaps worse than CNN, I have to tell you. And MSNBC is horrible.
Check it out!
It's 1999. I'm on Meet the Press. A show now headed by Sleepy Eyes Chuck Todd. He's a sleeping son of a bitch, I'll tell you.
That sounds awfully harsh. Why can't you be a little more supportive?
Number one, time is running out. Number two, time is running out. Number three, time is running out. Number four,
Ladies and gentlemen, Kevin Wall.
A big, no. Not just a big hour. A huge hour on this program. We're joined now in studio by Jared Fisher, the owner of Escape Adventures and Las Vegas Cyclery and a bunch of other small businesses across the state and across the region. And, of course, we're all just back from Labor Day. I hope you had a great Labor Day. I can't recall, though, Jared, I can't recall a suckier news holiday than what we just had. When people are throwing another shrimp on the Barbie and all of that, we've got a hurricane bearing down on Florida and the Carolinas. We've got, we've got 34 people dead off the coast of California, dive boats, scuba folks, and 34 are confirmed dead. There are probably going to be more when they find the bodies. And then we've got the shootings in Midland, Odessa, Texas. I mean, you want to talk about kind of a being Debbie Downer, but this was a downer weekend on what should be a fun Labor Day holiday. I'm curious. You provide at Escape Adventures all kinds of outdoor adventures, a lot of them relating to bicycles. You do any relating to scuba?
We have one trip that we do in Hawaii that we offer scuba diving as part of the trip. Yes, so we don't operate it ourselves, but we do go out as our guides go out with these outfitters, and we go out on boats. And I've done it.
Do they do overnight? Because this was an overnight trip, supposedly.
No, we don't do overnight. We just do like a full day activity.
Okay,
but I have been on overnight expeditions out on off the California coast in tuna fishing, where you go out and you basically travel through the night in a cabin down below, and then you wake up in the morning and you're in some incredible tuna fishing spot. And the guides will say, all right, drop your lines here. Here you go. But you're really vulnerable out there when you're out there on the ocean. It's kind of nerve-wracking to me. Like, I find it, you know, I like to be scared at different things, and that was definitely one of the areas that I was a little nervous, was waking up in the middle of the night. I couldn't sleep much when I was out there on the boat, just because I knew I was out in the middle of the ocean. But you're vulnerable out there. So anyway, we didn't drown, thank goodness, and our boat stayed afloat. But yeah, that's a great tragedy what happened to the scuba divers and what is unfolding right now. So
I want to talk about the other tragedy, Midland, Odessa. It falls in line with, in fact, the guy, I guess, had just been fired from a job. And this falls in line with El Paso and, Ohio and so many of the other gun tragedies that have happened. And as is usually the case, they're blaming it on guns, not on people.
Yeah.
I know you got a 10-point plan for just about everything.
I don't have a 10-point plan for guns, because I don't think we need a huge plan for that. But let me tell you, I was with my family. We went to a restaurant. This is all tying into the what happened there and in Texas. And I sat down to this new pizza little restaurant we found, and I looked up and I'm like, oh my goodness. And the pizza restaurant owner said, look, we have another tragedy in America. And I looked up and I saw what was happening, and I couldn't help but notice, on the flip side, Kevin, look, when things like this happen, I mean, they started quoting these tweets from these progressive Democrats that were just, enough's enough. I don't know if you saw those tweets. You know, I just wanted to throw up in my salad, because I'm tired of hearing that enough is enough stuff. You know, it's more of a cultural problem here. This is not a gun problem, and I hate having to go back to this gun control thing time and time again. It's more of a cultural problem. But when I looked and saw how incredible the response was to this event, I couldn't help but say to my wife, look how great America is. When we have something like this, and let's face it, these tragedies are going to happen. They don't happen just in America. They happen all over the world. People do crazy things. You know, a bear bit off a guy's face in California when my dad was working for the Forest Service. And Dan Rather interviewed him and said, hey, what do we got now, Mr. Fisher? Or should we expect bears now to start, you know, ripping people apart now in this forest. Oh my gosh, what are we going to do? We need to control these bears. And my dad said, no, the guy wiped his face with he was cleaning a trout and he wiped his face and went to bed. And the bear walked up to him and said, hey, this is fresh trout. Let me take a bite. That's all that happened. But you know what? The point is these tragedies happen. We try and throw blame on something. In this case, we continue to throw blame on guns. Why I know we need to, you know, we shouldn't be giving guns out to absolute nutcases, and we need to have some responsibility that goes along with that, but let's enforce the laws that we already have and take it from there. But I couldn't help but notice how great America is. Did you see the response to that event? It was amazing. These men were dialed. These women were dialed. The hospitals, the ambulances, the police, the state police, the local police. I couldn't believe how well orchestrated they worked so quickly to bring this under control and to try and work towards the solution of what needed to be done at the moment. America's in a fantastic country. I've been to a lot of countries, Kevin. I've seen how other countries work, third world countries, and we live in a fantastic country. So let's not forget about the good things that we have here when these tragedies do happen.
More coming up with Jared Fisher, the owner of Escape Adventures and Las Vegas Cyclery, just to name a couple of his, a couple of pieces of the business empire. Coming up, bottom of the hour, Judge Jeanine Pirro. She's got a brand new book out, and we're going to find out if it's any better for her this time around than it was the last time she was on the show, because she was fit to be tied after she went about 12 rounds with Whoopi Goldberg on The View. We were the next interview up. She stepped out of the studio and called us. And she was mad as hell. Oof. We'll do that and more coming up. Also, we're going to talk about bicycles back in the news in our national parks. I love that. We'll talk about that and more coming up. Live and local now.
Congressman Horsford has us headed in the wrong direction, where criminal illegal immigrants get to stay and our borders remain unsecure. I am Sam Peters, the only Republican candidate who can defeat Horsford. I proudly served in the military for 20 years and earned a Bronze Star in Afghanistan. I'm devoted to family and am a small business owner. I'm the only candidate who supports building the wall, opposes sanctuary cities, and supports the balanced budget amendment. Please join me in this important campaign by going to sampetersforcongress.com. That's sampeters4congress.com. I approve this message.
Paid for by committee to elect Sam Peters.
Hey, Kevin Wall here. A few months ago, a friend invited me for a Tuesday evening of fun at Ichabod's Lounge. Ichabod's isn't in my neighborhood, and yeah, I had to drive an extra 10 minutes, but boy, am I glad I did. What I didn't know at the time was that Ichabod's has been there for 31 years and family-owned for 19 years. It's one of the top gaming bars in Las Vegas with the best promotions and amazing monthly cash giveaways and payouts. As they say at Ichabod's, we manage with generosity. Ichabod's features incredible menu items, including steaks, seafood, burgers, pasta, and 5 daily specials. And their kitchen's open 24 hours for you late-night foodies. And I just love Ichabod's old-school Vegas atmosphere. When everybody else is cutting back, Ichabod's continues to super serve its customers. Check out their nightly entertainment at the Piano Bar from 6:30 to 10:30. You want to win? You want to have fun? Then I'll see you at Ichabod's Vintage Vegas Dining, Gaming Lounge, and Piano Bar on East Flamingo at Pecos.
Hello, this is Jared Fisher. I'm a business owner, community thought leader, and I ran for governor in 2018. As the owner of Las Vegas Cyclery and Escape Adventures, I know the importance of exercise and spending time in the outdoors. And I know the amazing outdoor experiences we have in Nevada. Las Vegas Cyclery has kids bikes, affordable hybrid mountain bikes, and gift cards. We also have a wide variety of the latest e-bikes, which allows anyone to ride a bike, especially for those who want to ride a bike again but have some limitations. For more information, visit LasVegasCyclery.com. We're located at 10575 Discovery Drive at the exit ramp of Town Center and 215. Our phone number is 702-596-2953. And for those of you who are interested in a more extended outdoor experience, visit escapeadventures.com for gift cards and a one-of-a-kind outdoor adventure. Escapeadventures.com.
Roberto's Taco Shop. Everyone knows when it comes to real Mexican food, there's only one name that comes to mind. Roberto's. Ah, the Chili Colorado Combo, a favorite of mine. Made with chunks of savory beef, smothered in a delicious tangy red chili sauce. Served with fluffy Mexican-style rice and beans.
Roberto's Taco Shop. Real Mexican food you like.
Oh, yeah. It's magnifico.
At its heart, free markets are about opportunity. I'm Michael Schaus, Communications Director for Nevada Policy. Advancing freedom, empowering individuals with opportunity, well, that's at the core of Nevada Policy's mission. It's the reason our organization exists. We believe individuals who work hard, take risks, and are dedicated to building a future for their family, they deserve the opportunity to pursue their dreams without politicians and government getting in the way. And you know what? We're not alone. Nevadans from all walks of life partner with us to promote the kind of free market solutions that maximize opportunities for individuals. Together, we work to preserve and expand the kind of freedom that has made Nevada such an amazing place to live. Now, more than ever, we're taking this message to a more diverse audience, letting more Nevadans than ever before know exactly how we're working to keep this state free and prosperous for them. Visit NevadaPolicy.org to learn more and to support our important work today. That's NevadaPolicy.org. This Nevada Policy Update is brought to you by Jim Marsh Kia, Jim Marsh Chrysler Jeep, and the Jim Marsh Auto Body Shop.
790 Las Vegas and 98.1 Palm Springs. Talk now. Talk that rocks.
I just love it. I just love it. When stuff that you talk about on a regular basis ends up in the news, and we've talked a lot, if you listen to this program, about the e-bikes. They are motorized, and they are for people who still want to ride but may have some physical limitations. Now we're finding out that motorized electric bicycles may soon be humming along serene trails in national parks and other public lands nationwide, part of a new Trump administration order, which, by the way, is opposed by many outdoor groups, that will allow e-bikes on every federal trail where a regular bike can go. A guy that just happens to sell said e-bikes is Jared Fisher, and he joins us in studio. By the way, don't forget, bottom of the hour, Judge Jeanine Pirro got a new book to promote. We'll talk about that. Jared, these e-bikes, explain what the e-bikes are for those that have not seen.
Okay.
I mean, there are a lot of people I know that haven't seen a bike in 20 years, and it was a Schwinn.
Yeah.
So, I mean, their knowledge base is a little dated.
Okay.
Explain what these e-bikes are.
E-bikes, E stands for electric. Electric bikes, there's two types. You've got a throttle-powered e-bike, and you've got a pedal-powered e-bike. What this particular Trump administration order is going to do, it's going to allow pedal-powered e-bikes. In other words, it's not going to be like a motorcycle or a moped where you just turn a throttle. So that's the difference. So they're still going to ask the people move their feet other than just move their hands. And number two is this new order. This has actually been a long time in the making, in my personal opinion, because I've been in this industry a long time. I've seen this coming up the pipeline for a while, and this is well needed. These electric bikes will only be allowed in national parks. You got to understand that trails don't include off-road trails. They include paved trails. Off-road trails, when they're going to designate these e-bikes as regular bicycles. And what that means is where a regular bicycle cannot go, these e-bikes are not going to be able to go either if it's a rule that's been implemented into that national park. So if you're wondering whether or not a hiking trail is going to have an e-bike on it, the answer is no, because regular bikes are not allowed on that. Does that make sense?
Who would oppose? What kind of outdoor groups would oppose it?
Well, first off, a lot of things get taken out of context on this because people first assume that they're going to be on hike trails, and that's not the case. These are only going to be paved paths for the most part in these national parks. And so you'll be seeing electric bikes on these paved paths. generally, the people that have been purchasing e-bikes, we've got an 18% increase in national sales on e-bikes in America. That's huge, Kevin. I've never seen anything like this in my entire 30-year career in the bicycle industry. We are witnessing an absolute amazing market takeover of e-bikes.
That's and a huge surge.
It is huge.
18%.
18%. It's massive. But what's happening is you're getting people who have gave up cycling in their lives because their knees don't work, their lungs aren't as big, or they're starting, you know, just don't have take as much air anymore. But that's with these e-bikes, it gives you that extra push. And now here's one thing that this article, if you go to the tweet that I sent out this morning, you'll find this article on AP News. It's on US News. But it's kind of misleading, the article is bikes, e-bikes can go up to 28 miles an hour. Yeah, some e-bikes.
Downhill.
Yeah, when you're not pedaling. But I can tell you every e-bike that we sell does not go over 18 miles an hour. And these are the top e-bikes in the market, in the U.S. marketplace that we sell. Now, after 18 miles an hour, the motor turns off, and now it's just you. So if you're going 28 miles an hour, you're doing it under your own power. And if there needs to be a speed limit law on these bike paths, well, it's not going to be because of a motor. It's going to be because the human being can power their bike that fast.
Can you operate the bike either way, with power, without power?
Absolutely. You can pull that battery off. Wouldn't make a difference. You still ride that bike. In fact, here's one of the nutty things, Kevin, is you now see an e-bike. You can't even tell it's an e-bike. Looks like a regular bike. They have hidden these batteries inside the tubes of the bikes and put the motor inside the crankshaft. Just in layman's terms, I'm kind of explaining it like that. But you can hardly tell that these are e-bikes now. They just look like a regular bike.
Where or how accessible is electricity?
Well, most of these electric bikes now will go a minimum of 30 miles that I've seen. Some of the new ones will go over 100 miles. I mean, who's going to ride their bike over 100 miles?
You?
Well, me. That's true. I will happily do it, but I will not be on an e-bike. But I'm
3,400 miles in 18 days. That's you.
Well, there are exceptions. Some people are just purists like myself, but that doesn't mean I don't love e-bikes. I think they're great. And my mom, she loves her e-bike. She's 74, both knees replaced. She rides that thing every day. Loves it. She's got back out in the outdoors, breathing fresh air. You know what? She finds herself less at the doctor because of her e-bike, because she's just feels good. She just feels good, Kevin.
I'm curious, though. So if you're out riding and you're riding 10, 15 miles, you just come home and what, plug it into your garage?
Yeah, well, my mom doesn't plug her bike in except maybe once a week because she does 15, 20-mile rides, and you can go about 100 miles, so she doesn't need to plug it in until Monday mornings.
That's incredible.
It is amazing. So, and the other thing is you can plug these things in on solar panels. I mean, they don't take hardly anything to get these things powered up. It's amazing.
I'm curious, though, when you see the government going to this point, of saying this is okay in our trails and our public lands and things like that. Do you get a sense the rest of the nation? I mean, you talked about the increase in sales, which is like, what, 18%. Is that just in 1 year?
Yeah, it's in 1 year. Yeah, it's amazing, isn't it? But that's a huge market share. Where this is hundreds of millions of dollars that are coming in to America for sales that we would not normally have had. These people would not be buying these bikes, Kevin. These people would be, you know, buying a new TV and a Lazy Boy chair, but now they're buying bikes. So this is a new market that we're seeing unfolding right before our eyes right now. And, you know, I think everybody as a kid, they used to love their bikes, you know? I mean, that's how I got started.
Yeah.
I loved my bike. And people are finding their youth back in their life by, you know, these e-bikes. They're absolutely amazing. So what the Trump administration doing is fantastic. They're doing something that just makes simple sense.
On so many levels, not just the
absolutely
economy. You're not using as much gasoline, blah, 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 blah.
Yeah.
You're riding to the convenience store.
Exactly. And here's one more thing to think about. Within the national park system, if you've been to Zion National Park during the busy season, it's really busy. And there are so many cars out there. Well, if you can pull a car off a road and you put a person on a bike, that's less congestion you got on the road. So it makes total sense.
Does that mean we're going to have to develop more bike lanes in
our public parks? A lot of these parks already have separated bike paths or shoulders. So, you're just getting these people out of these cars that who want to ride their bikes, who want to get on the bike paths. So it just makes total sense. Because normally, like in Zion National Park, you can't ride an e-bike. It doesn't make a bit of sense. I mean, I've had this argument with the Park Service up there for a number of years. I'm like, why? You can ride a motorcycle on the road. Why can't you ride an e-bike? We don't want the traffic. So, you know what? Okay. Thank you, Donald Trump, because I'm pretty happy about this one.
I think that's great. And if folks want to find out more about e-bikes.
If you want to find out more about e-bikes, well, first off, go to this AP article that I just tweeted out this morning. Talk about more of e-bikes. But our shop, you know, not to be plugging a shop, or just
plug
our
them.
Shop. Well, I will plug our shop, but there are a lot of shops in Las Vegas, and they're all my friends, too. I love the bike shops around Vegas. Most of them are selling electric bikes. But if you do want to come to our shop, Las Vegas Cycry, Town Center, and the 215 in Summerlin.
I just love that. I love that. Hey, it's always good to see you, my friend.
Likewise.
We'll talk again next week.
Okay, sounds good.
Thanks, man. There you have it. Jared Fisher, businessman, cyclist, 3,400 miles in 18 days. Do you know how fast you have to go? Yeah, more than 28 miles an hour. Anyway, coming up, Judge Jeanine Pirro. That is next. We'll talk about her new book. It's all next, live and local now.
Fox Business Network. All Wall Street stocks are tumbling in afternoon trading on China trade fears and weak manufacturing data. Technology companies are leading the decline today. The sector is particularly sensitive to swings in trade relations with China, and tariffs have the potential to drive up costs for gadgets and chip makers. And in a down market, shares of Amazon are higher after RBC Capital Markets said that the e-commerce giant stock will rally nearly 50% in the coming year due to the rollout of Prime one-day shipping. RBC raising its price target on Amazon to $2,600 a share. And teeth straightening startup Smile Direct Club has filed to go public. The Nashville-based company said it would offer its shares at between $19 to $22 under the symbol SDC. It'll trade on the NASDAQ Global Market. Smile Direct Club ships clear aligners directly to customers whose progress is monitored remotely by licensed dentists or orthodontists. With the Fox Business Report, I'm Hillary Barsky.
Fox News. I'm Chris Foster. Hurricane Dorian's moving about as fast as most people walk, 2 miles an hour, after hovering over the Bahamas for a day and a half. It's expected to speed up. A Category 2 storm right now, 110-mile-an-hour wind, with the current track keeping it just off the Florida coast and still dangerous. Florida Congressman Michael Waltz says, if you're told to leave, leave.
If this thing suddenly shifts and you're caught in its crosshairs, and when these bridges are closed, they're closed. You can't get out and first responders can't get in. It's not worth it.
The storm could end up closer to or making landfall in South Carolina. The search for anybody surviving a diving boat fire off Southern California is over. 20 bodies have been recovered.
There were several other victims that were seen by the divers, somewhere between 4 and 6, that are still within the wreckage.
Santa Barbara County Sheriff Bill Brown there. 5 of the 39 people on board were rescued members of the crew. The cause of the fire is still under investigation. America's listening to Fox News.
The Fox News Rundown is a weekday morning podcast that dives deep into the major and controversial stories of the day. Hosted by the anchors of Fox News Radio. Subscribe now to hear a perspective of news you won't find anywhere else. Listen now by going to foxnewspodcasts.com. It's the Hammer Time Podcast. Fox News Channel's Bill Hemmer takes you one-on-one with engaging personalities covering the critical issues of the day. Find Hammer Time now by going to foxnewspodcasts.com. America's listening to Fox News.
Fox Nation is the place for exclusive content you can't get anywhere else. New opinion shows from Laura Ingraham, Tucker Carlson, and Tommy Lahren you can only get by signing up for Fox Nation. Plus, the real stories behind the headlines. Documentaries on Chappaquiddick, Jimmy Hoffa, and more that you'll only find on Fox Nation. More of the opinion done right you crave? It's on Fox Nation. Documentaries and specials you can't get anywhere else, they're on Fox Nation. So go to FoxNation.com today and sign up now for Fox Nation. Opinion done right now.
Investments in securities involves the risk of loss. The following is a far too common tale of investing in annuities. A successful couple invested a large portion of their savings in annuities, thinking they were a safe way to guarantee a dependable income stream no matter what the market did. But it didn't take long for them to regret their decision. They were locked into low returns, faced potential tax consequences, and that they couldn't get out of their annuities without paying huge penalties. They were stuck, and so was their money. Suddenly, their retirement hopes and dreams were in danger. But it didn't have to happen to them, and it doesn't have to happen to you. You can avoid the annuity trap. Here's one way. Get the free report, Annuity Insights, your guide to better understanding annuities, by calling 1-800-304-5558. Written by Forbes columnist and money manager Ken Fisher's firm. This powerful report could help save you from major financial heartache, and it's offered today for free. If you have an annuity or are considering one, claim your free annuities guide today. Hurry, free copies are limited. Call now, 1-800-304-5558. 1-800-304-5558.
Well, my husband is a retired sergeant from the Air Force.
Well, he was in the Army for 14 years and an MP.
23 million veterans, they're heroes who need our help.
Well, I'm here because my daughter has had her third surgery for cancer.
We've had some difficulties, so we're here quite some time. We're going on to 3 weeks.
When our heroes' families need help, they turn to Fisher House.
We learned about the Fisher House through the doctor, and we were so grateful, because who has 3 weeks to be able to come and stay at a hotel?
Fisher House is a safe, free place to stay for families of wounded warriors and veterans receiving treatment at VA and military medical centers.
Fisher House is not only a home away from home, it was like family away from family.
Thank you, Fisher House.
Thank you, Fisher House.
Helping military and veterans' families. Fisher House at fisherhouse.org. Sometimes having family close by is a hero's best medicine.
790 Las Vegas and 98.1 Palm Springs. Talk now. Talk that rocks.
It is live and local now. The last time we had Judge Jeanine on, it was right after an appearance on The View, where Whoopi Goldberg savaged her, and she was fired up. I had a chance to visit with Judge Jeanine earlier today. And we'll get to Judge Jeanine here momentarily, but here she is. This is Judge Jeanine earlier today on Live and Local Now.
Last time she was on, she had just stepped off the stage, the sound stage of The View, where she got into a nasty deal with Whoopi and Joy Behar and that crowd. She is joining us again, hopefully in less troubled waters. Judge Jeanine Pirro joining us. Judge, great to have you on. That was quite a day.
Well, you know what? I was just coming off The View, and you're right. You were the first person I spoke to after. And I got to tell you, I could not believe what they did to me, how they cursed me out, how they threw me out of the building. And it was just stunning. And you know what the shame of it all is? Nothing has changed in the last year. In fact, the left is even getting more, direct and more aggressive in their hatred of people on the right. They try to shut us down, and that's why I wrote the next book, Radicals, Resistance, and Revenge. It's not just at the upper echelon of the DOJ and the FBI, like I wrote about in Liars, Leakers, and Liberals. This is about all of America, and I got to tell you, and I'm going to stop in a second, but when Deborah Messing comes out and says, we want to know everyone who's at the attending the Trump fundraisers, and we're going to let people know that we don't want to work with them. Well, I'll tell you what, that's as close to McCarthyism and hate and venom that I've ever seen on the left, to try to take away people's ability to make a living. These people have lost their minds.
Judge Jeanine joining us, and I must tell you, I loved liars, leakers, and liberals. Can I assume that the new book, Radicals, Resistance, and Revenge, The Left's Plot to Remake America, does it essentially just pick up in real time where you left off?
It absolutely does. It picks up in real time, and what it does do is it points out, and I got to tell you, there are 30 pages of footnotes. Now, I hate footnotes personally, but if you get the book and you're fighting with someone and you need facts, get this book because everything is backed up by evidence and facts. That's what I do. I've been a prosecutor, a judge, and a DA for 30 years. So it's all about the evidence. And when they start after us and they say people like Brett Kavanaugh, a guy who is as close to an adult altar boy as I've ever seen, is really a gang rapist and is not entitled to the presumption of innocence. And this wackadoo Mazie Hirono, a United States senator from Hawaii, says all women need to be believed and men should just shut up. I say to myself, what happened to the Constitution? What happened to the First Amendment and free speech, where we're being shut down on Facebook and Twitter and suspended because people don't like what we say, or where political correctness is the enemy of free speech? We can't speak at universities. Then they back it up with Antifa, these idiots in ninja costumes, and they cover up their face because they're cowards, who then assault us on the right because they don't like what we say. America is changing, I'm telling you, and unless we get a grip on this and what is happening, we're gonna be confronted with an even worse situation a year from now. And you know what? I'll tell you what, you're gonna be the starting point for me. Every year at this time, I'm gonna come on your show to talk about how whether things have gotten better or worse. You have my number now.
I got your number, and we'll reach out to you. Don't believe we won't. I want to ask you, though. Last week, we had the report from Michael Horowitz on James Comey. And for some reason, they released just a little snippet of this whole investigation. My question is, your thoughts on what came out of this. Did they go easy? Was there a double standard for James Comey?
Well, look, James Comey is a liar and a leaker. In fact, he's one of the reasons I wrote the book, Liars, Leakers, and Liberals. And, you know, he tweeted after the Inspector General's report came out, he said, for all you call me liars and leakers and said I should go to jail, I don't expect an apology, but a simple sorry would be okay. Not a chance, Jim. And you know I worked with him. He was a U.S. attorney in the building next to mine when I was the elected district attorney. And this guy, sure, did he get away with that? He certainly did. Did Bill Barr make a decision not to prosecute him for lying and leaking? He did. But let me try to get into Bill Barr's head. And he and I have not spoken, but you don't want the first case against the deep state to be lost because of a left-leaning D.C. jury on a case that isn't as serious as the stuff that's coming. Make no mistake, what's coming is serious stuff. It's stuff that will corrupt the government. They tried to frame a sitting president. They tried a coup, a bloodless coup, and they lied to a FISA court. And what makes me even more furious is that whoever that FISA judge was, I don't know if she was in on it, but there was a fake document. Comey knew that it was fraudulent. He knew it was unverified. And then he even told the president in January, months after he swore it was verified, that it was unverified. And he knew that it was funded by Hillary Clinton when money laundered through a law firm and then through Fusion GPS and given to a foreign agent to make up some garbage about the president. I mean, this is as bad as it gets. And if Jim Comey is not indicted for that, then I'm going to join the people and I'm going to start marching, because this is a blueprint for a third world country or a totalitarian country. They are resisting, and that's why I wrote Radicals, Resistance, and Revenge. They are resisting the efforts of the American public and putting a president in and trying to get him out. And they are, their revenge for not having Hillary Clinton the president is just, it's sick. It's just sick at this point.
Judge Jeanine, I saw one piece of analysis on the Comey thing, and it was essentially that, well, we're not going to consume our own. That whether you're Bill Barr or you're James Comey or you're Robert Mueller, that you're all part of the same group and that nobody's going to rat out one of their own. Do you believe that at all? Or, I mean, is that how far this thing goes?
Well, I'll tell you, if it is how far it goes, and time will tell whether or not that is the case, then you know what? I'm the dumbest person to come down the road because I'm a believer. I believe in truth and justice and law and order. I spent 32 years in the justice system. I did it without fear or favor. I didn't care who you were or what you were. You know, Lady Justice is blind for a reason. And if at the upper echelon we find out that corruption is rewarded with non-prosecution, then you know what? I'm off to an island by myself to just think about how I wasted my life fighting for truth and justice when other people are corrupting the system. I hope not. I truly hope not. And I talk about Bill Barr in the book. I say he's like a slow locomotive. You know, he's not in a rush to get anywhere, and nobody's going to push him off the track. But he's going to get there. You can count on it. So I've got my money in him, and let's just hope that that my trust is not something that's lost without a prosecution. Because these people, and I've got a chapter in the book, Rats Jumping Ship. They're all pointing at each other. And by the way, have you noticed who's not saying much these days? Who's not saying much is John Brennan. This guy, all of a sudden, is as quiet as a church mouse. He is the guy it started with. And in my book, I talk about the fact that there's no way the White House didn't know what was going on. There is no way that this thing was sanctioned just at that level. And there's even some tweets I talk about in the book where they say, POTUS wants to be advised of everything we're doing. Come on, guys. We all know that Barack Obama hated Donald Trump. So, in the end, what I want to see justice. And if I don't, then there's going to be another book for sure.
Again, Judge Jeanine joining us, the author of the book. The book, by the way, is Radicals, Resistance, and Revenge, The Left's Plot to Remake America. We have not heard the last of Michael Horowitz. What is still left out there on the table? And is there anybody you think, Andrew McCabe, somebody out there that you think could end up going to jail as a result of this IG report that's going to be coming out soon?
Well, honestly, I think that the people who ended up lying to the FISA court, defrauding the court, I think they should go to jail. I mean, some people might say, well, the truth is that they've got enough punishment, their careers are destroyed. No, wrong. If anything, these people at the upper echelon should face the punishment that people below them can say, I don't dare do that. It probably should be Jim Comey. He is the guy who was the ringleader of this thing. Brennan, definitely. Clapper, I mean, that guy's clueless. But he can lie every chance he opens his mouth. Clapper, I mean, you know, called the two of them, calling the president treasonous. And by the way, did you notice the Democrat clown car? That's the bozos all running for president. Did you notice not one of them is talking about Bob Mueller or Russian collusion? That's because they know that it was all nonsense. They did it to fracture America. And James Comey single-handedly fractured this country. He did it by leaking to the New York Times and then saying we need a special counsel who then, for 2 years, we watched people like Adam Schiff and Swalwell and the rest of them impeach. And, you know, this guy is a Putin puppet. The truth is, they won't say one word about it because it was all nonsense. It was all fake news.
Let me ask you a question that has more to do with politics than the law, but you follow this stuff enough. I'm just curious. The polls all seem to be going against the president. He trails all of the top four or five Democrat presidential wannabes. Do you believe in the polls? The president says his polling and his modeling, as they call it, shows that he's in good shape. What say you?
Well, I'll tell you, if history is any lesson, look at what happened in 2016 when all these bozos got out there and says, oh, Hillary's going to win. We're going to coronate her in a minute. Well, you know, the queen mother there ended up not getting coronated. She didn't even get near the palace. Bottom line is this. When you hear Deborah Messing and then you hear all the Hollywood critics that I hypocrites that I write about in the book, I mean, people are afraid to say they like Donald Trump. They're going to go into that voting booth and they're going to vote for him. And he's about as solid as anyone. We've got more jobs in this country than people to fill them. We've got an economy that is absolutely soaring. You know, unemployment for African Americans, the lowest ever, Hispanics. I mean, this is a man who's making America safe. Our military is back to where it should be. But the unfortunate thing is, in the southern border, we've got all of these illegals coming through. In the month of October, 144,000. That's bigger than a lot of towns and cities in the United States in 1 month. Now, they're going to go to states and they're going to get licenses. Let me ask you, what do you think they're going to do with those licenses?
They're going to vote.
You got it. They're going to vote. They're going to get themselves at the point of identification, and they're going to vote, and they're going to vote Democrat because the Democrats have them convinced that the Republicans don't want them. It could be that the Republicans believe in law and order, and we respect the law enforcement. We respect the military. We respect ICE. And they don't want any of that. I mean, they've got Antifa shutting us down. You know, we can't say anything anymore. You can't say what you think. That's not the America that my father fought for in World War II and my grandfather fought for in World War II. These people are not the people who need to be speaking for the forgotten men and women, and they will not again in 2020. But if there's one thing I can leave you with, it's this. I want all your listeners to remember you have got to vote, whether it's 2019 or 2020, your local elections. Socialists are getting elected at the local level. They're infiltrating school boards so that people can't learn. Our kids can't learn American history, and they're learning all kinds of other things. So trust me on that. Get out there and vote and buy my book if you want to.
The book, I hope you will. In fact, I'm going to go one better. Make sure you buy both books, Liars, Leakers, and Liberals, and by Radicals, Resistance, and Revenge, The Left's Plot to Remake America. Janine, in our final 30 seconds, I know you've only got 30 seconds. Are you concerned by the president's criticism of Fox News? It's a little uncharacteristic of him.
Well, no, I'm not. Look, I've known the president for 30 years. He's a man who says what he thinks, and that's good with me. As far as I'm concerned, you know, I'm grateful. I have a job at Fox. I get to talk to your listeners in America every Saturday night at 9 Eastern time. I get to say what I want to say. And it's very important to me because I'm so frustrated. And by the way, I thought I was going to talk about crime, you know, because I'm a DA and a judge. Well, let me tell you, there's more crime going on in Washington than there is in criminal courtrooms across this country. So I am very interested in staying on television and making sure we get the word out.
Keep their feet to the fire, Judge. Thanks so much. Appreciate it. We'll talk again this time next year, okay?
Promise. I promise. Take care. All right. Bye-bye.
There you have it. Judge Janine Pirro. She is the star, the host of Fox News' Justice with Judge Janine. She is also the author of Radicals, Resistance, and Revenge, The Left's Plot to Remake America. I'm going to take a break. We're going to do it right now. We'll come back. We'll get some phone calls. It's our wall-to-wall free-for-all. We'll do that next, coming up live and local now. Are you among the millions of Americans who feel uncertain when it comes to their health care? Hey, Kevin Wall here. I'm happy to inform you there is a solution, and that solution is Liberty HealthShare. Liberty HealthShare is a community of like-minded people who work together to pay for their medical costs. There are no networks, so you choose your doctor and hospital. Liberty HealthShare allows you to easily decide how, when, and where you will access health care. It could be the best practical, moral, and economical choice for you and your family. Starting at $107 a month for a single, up to $449 a month for a family, that's mom, dad, and all kids. This is the way healthcare should be. For information, call 855-58-LIBERTY. That's 855-58-LIBERTY. Or visit lightyourliberty.com. That's lightyourliberty.com. And regain control over healthcare costs. Together, we're changing healthcare for good.
Roberto's Taco Shop. Real Mexican food you like. Come celebrate the taste and fresh selection of classic Mexican plates.
In Las Vegas, no one needs to remind you about Wednesdays at Roberto's Taco Shop. Indeed, it's $1.29 chicken taco day. You heard it right. Ah, grande, juicy, crunchy tacos. Loaded with hot, savory chicken, crispy lettuce, and mounds of cheese, all for just $1.29 each. Add a refreshing drink and perfecto. $1.29 chicken tacos, only at Roberto's Taco Shop. I like what they've done to my Wednesdays. Stop in today and be our guest to the best. Roberto's 24-hour taco shop with 50 convenient locations serving you.
Roberto's Taco Shop. Real Mexican food you like.
For years now, I've been telling you how I love the great smooth taste of Real Water. I also love the convenience and cost savings of their home delivery service. Real Water has upped its game again with Real Water Concentrate. Just a few squirts of the Real Water Concentrate, and you can transform any good purified water into Real Water. To learn more, just go to my website, kevinwallradio.com. That's kevinwallradio.com, and click on the Real Water icon at the top right of the page. Now, you can get Real Water anytime, anyplace, on the go.
Hi, this is Chelsea Torres, Communications Director with Laborers Union Local 872. Laborers Local 872 is a construction union that strives to obtain more job opportunities for workers and employers. Local 872 is involved in issues that affect our daily lives, from creating good jobs to providing skilled job training, protecting health care, negotiating livable wages, ensuring safe job sites, providing safe neighborhoods for families, and honoring veterans and retirees. Laborers build everything you see on the Las Vegas Strip, from skyscrapers to casinos to stadiums. Laborers work in the tunnels and on the highways. We remediate buildings and make them safe by removing hazardous materials like asbestos and lead. With a legacy of hard work and getting things done, laborers are skilled, productive, proud, and diverse men and women who are building a stronger Nevada. Local 872 loves the Southern Nevada community, and we look forward to continuing to build a better future for all of us. Vegas strong, union proud.
Congressman Horsford has us headed in the wrong direction, where criminal illegal immigrants get to stay and our borders remain unsecure. I am Sam Peters, the only Republican candidate who can defeat Horsford. I proudly served in the military for 20 years and earned a Bronze Star in Afghanistan. I'm devoted to family and am a small business owner. I'm the only candidate who supports building the wall, opposes sanctuary cities, and supports a balanced budget amendment. Please join me in this important campaign by going to sampetersforcongress.com. That's sampeters4congress.com. I approve this message.
Paid for by committee to elect Sam Peters.
790 Las Vegas and 98.1 Palm Springs. Talk now. Talk that rocks.
As promised, we've got a pair of tickets to give away to the fifth annual Basque Fry at the Corley Ranch in Gardnerville. If you can be in Gardnerville on Saturday, September 14th, I've got a pair of tickets to lay on you if you're caller number two. Caller number two, right now, 844, the number 2, Nevada. That's 844-263-8232. Obviously, if you can't be in Gardnerville, don't try and win the tickets. But if you are listening in Sparks, or Carson City, or Reno, or Ely, and you want to go see Mick Mulvaney, Corey Lewandowski, and a host of other outstanding speakers, caller number two will be our winner. Is that sorry about that. You know, I love it. I love it because when you go to the Corley Ranch, you'll end up saying to yourself, "This is so cool." I mean, you're right there in the mountains. Every which way you look, you see the mountains. And some of the great conservative talk will be on hand on that day. Excuse me. Got kind of choked up. Okay, here's the number. 844-2-NEVADA. That's 844-2-2-Nevada 263 8232. And if you're caller number two, you will be our winner of a pair of tickets to the 5th annual Basque Fry. Have you ever been to a Basque Fry? Oh, it's cool. So much fun. Let's go to your phone calls. In fact, tell you what, let's do. Let's go to Scott. Scott, you're up and you're on Live and Local Now. Go right ahead.
Kevin, loved your conversation with Judge Jeanine Pirro.
Did I ask all the questions you would have asked?
Oh, you sure did. I hope she's listening right now. I have a question for her. May I go?
Yeah, go ahead. She's not on with us right now, but go ahead.
Judge Pirro, you are young, you are very lovely and gracious, you are highly intelligent, and you are conservative. My question to you is, what is it like to be perfect?
ain't that the truth? Scott, I'm glad you called, and I'm glad you liked the interview. It's so cool. By the way, she is wonderful. She is absolutely wonderful. Oh my gosh, have we run to the end of the hour? I cannot believe it. Anyway, thank you so much for joining us. Tomorrow, Chuck Muth weighs in on the race for chairman of the Nevada Republican Party. It's going to be a tough race, and the election's going to be this coming weekend. Until we join you tomorrow, my name is Kevin Wall. Thank you so much for joining us. Make the most of the rest of your day, would you please? Live and local now. Close your eyes, girl. Look inside, girl. Let the sound take you away. Last night I hope I let him slam. And so I wish that I could stay. Before the thing could answer me, well, someone came and took the lamp away. Hey, Kevin Wall here. A few months ago, a friend invited me for a Tuesday evening of fun at Ichabod's Lounge. Ichabod's isn't in my neighborhood, and yeah, I had to drive an extra 10 minutes, but boy, am I glad I did. Well, 31 years, and family-owned for 19 years. It's one of the top gaming bars in Las Vegas, with the best promotions and amazing monthly cash giveaways and payouts. As they say at Ichabod's, we manage with generosity. Ichabod's features incredible menu items, including steaks, seafood, burgers, pasta, and 5 daily specials. And their kitchen's open 24 hours for you late-night foodies. And I just love Ichabod's old-school Vegas atmosphere. When everybody else is cutting back, Ichabod's continues to super serve its customers. Check out their nightly entertainment at the Piano Bar from 6:30.
ABET, Winchester, Las Vegas, 790. Talk now. Talk that rocks.